at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's the live Saturday edition of the program. With you in studio, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And 855-453, again, toll-free number brought to you by SACL CAI. We also are available to you on Skype. You can Skype us at username lrn.fm. That's lrn.fm on Skype. There's a story that I've been teasing all week long. For those of you that only get the show on Saturday nights on your local talk radio station, we actually do it 7 nights a week. And one of the things about Free Talk Live is you really can call in about anything you want, and that frequently means it will go off on tangents. Somebody will call about topic X, and then we'll just start talking about that, and that might end up going on for an hour, and then somebody else might call about something else, and then we'll go somewhere else.
Other talk shows tell you what they're going to talk about, but Free Talk
Live... And they tell you what you'll talk about if you call their show, because if you try to call on something different,
true,
you don't get through the call screen.
But Free Talk Live, we don't do it that way, and you know, as a result, we tend to not get through show prep.
Right. So, you know, every now and then we got to bring it back up again and kind of apologize for teasing you with it, because I did mention it on a few nights this past week. It's the story about Jana Winter. Now, she is facing jail, and she's a reporter for Fox News. Now, a lot of people would say, well, that's enough reason to put her in jail, but I would... That's not nice.
Not nice.
Nobody who's a reporter, regardless of whatever agency they're working for, should be going to jail for doing their job, and that is protecting, in this case, protecting an informant, protecting somebody who gave her some information that she utilized as, you know, in her job as reporter, and that the police department and the prosecution in this case don't like it that she used this information, and they want to know who that person was that gave it to her, because they want to go after that person. That they want that person to suffer.
When I was a kid, I was taught that reporters protect their leads, and that this was part of the freedom of the press, and it came with the territory. Doctors and psychiatrists, these people didn't share what happened that went on in the office. That there was, you know, there was a privilege between the reporter and their informant, whatever the terminology is. I don't like the term informant, but their, you know, their source. I guess that's the term they use.
This isn't the first time, by the way, within just the last few years that we've read a story like this. This is not the first time. So please don't think that when we're sharing this with you that, oh, this is very unusual. Well, no, this has happened before. Reporters have been threatened to reveal their sources previously within the history of us doing this radio show. And I find that really disturbing. You know, I'm kind of into the whole freedom of speech thing, the First Amendment. I should be, right? I'm a talk show host. I should believe in freedom of speech and freedom of the press. In fact, I'm so much a believer in those freedoms. I put my own personal freedom on the line and was arrested at a Palmer, Massachusetts town hall for recording video inside the town hall. So I can understand what this lady's going through to some extent. And she's facing a fair amount of time in jail here. Let me give you the stories from Reuters. It's actually an update to the original story because there has been a court case filed in this case, and a judge has made a decision. In this case, the decision was to not make a decision. The judge has
bold move.
He's put off making the decision until later on this year. A Fox News reporter returned to Colorado courtroom on Wednesday for a hearing on whether she would be compelled to reveal anonymous sources cited in a story about the July 2012 massacre of a dozen people in a suburban Denver movie theater. Yeah, that story. The movie theater shooter.
Right.
The outcome of the proceedings were inconclusive, however, and the judge put off a decision on the matter for at least 4 more months. I have to wonder why judges do these sorts of things. Maybe he thinks that the case will simmer down a little bit in the meantime, and maybe there'll be less media attention at that moment.
Yeah, the constitutional freedoms are unpopular at times like this. The people want to know whatever the information is that, you know, a lot of people died in that movie theater. But, you know, either it's a right or it's not. And a right isn't contingent upon the circumstances.
So the outcome of the proceedings, see here, New York-based journalist Jana Winter is fighting a subpoena calling for her to testify about her sources for an article that said the accused theater gunman, James Holmes, sent a notebook to a psychiatrist detailing his plans to commit mass murder. Holmes' public defenders are demanding that prosecutors be sanctioned for leaks of the information to the media, arguing that whoever provided the information violated a gag order in the case and undermined their client's right to a fair trial. Citing two law enforcement sources, the story appeared 5 days after prosecutors say Holmes opened fire in the Aurora, Colorado multiplex. As you know probably about that story, he's charged with multiple counts of first-degree murder as well as attempted murder, and they'll be seeking the death penalty in that case. Winter said in an affidavit, that's a reporter, that if she were compelled to divulge the names of the sources, her reputation in the industry would be irreparably tarnished. She said, quote, "If I'm forced to reveal the identities of persons whom I promised to shield from public exposure, simply put, I'll be unable to function effectively in my profession, and my career will be over." In a hearing at the issue last week, her lawyer argued the court had not exhausted all possible remedies to trace the origin of the leak, short of ordering Winter to testify, a requirement under Colorado's reporter shield laws. They have to exhaust all other possible opportunities to garner this information before they can force someone to reveal it according to their own rules.
I don't even like that that portion of the law because... I mean, you know, if you have the answer sitting right here in the form of a reporter who could tell you, and you're a government bureaucrat, why in the world would you, you know, hunt around, oh, yeah, I looked under my desk, I didn't see the answer, so you're going to have to tell me.
Arapahoe County District Judge Carlos Samuor Jr. agreed and ordered Aurora Police Detective Alton Reed, who previously denied under oath that he was a source of the leak, to take the stand Wednesday and testify as to whether he told anyone about the notebook, who may have then leaked its contents. He said he discussed the notebook in general terms with another police officer who was drafting a warrant, but did not share information gleaned from his investigation with anyone else. Several other investigators denied under oath that they had leaked the information. After his testimony, Holmes' lawyer said someone in law enforcement must have lied about not disclosing sealed information and urged the judge to force Winter to disclose her sources. So basically the judge is saying here that the judge believes there could be some other way to get this information and he doesn't want to order her to reveal it. She is saying that if this goes all the way, and I don't think they quote her about it in this particular story, but the other story I had on this, she says she is not going to reveal this source. She is willing to go to jail over this. Mm. And I consider that to be particularly heroic on her part. And I don't know what the sentence, I think I've read it could be 6 months.
Yeah,
in this case.
I mean, sometimes they've kept lawyers in, or excuse me, reporters in for an indeterminate amount of time. Essentially, a life sentence in the sense that you just don't know when you're going to get out.
And why couldn't she say, "I forgot"?
Well,
I just can't think of his name right now. Sorry.
I don't know why people don't do that, but maybe it's an integrity issue. I'm glad she doesn't, because no reporter should be required to get their source.
But I wonder how you feel about it. You, the listener, at 855-450-FREE, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line here. Do you think that some things are just too important? Like in this case, this is a very important case regarding the theater shooter, and the lawyers need this information. They need to know who leaked it or whatever. If there's some sort of critical thing that the government has determined, should they be able to bend that rule? Should they be able to call a reporter on to a stand and have them testify against the person that they promised that they were going to keep safe? She promised whoever this person was that leaked the information, or persons, whoever these people were, she promised them that she was not going to reveal that info. And she knows that if she does reveal the information, then her word is no good. So basically, she gave them her word.
It's an integrity issue.
The government is going to put her possibly in a position to violate her word or go to jail. And if she does choose to go to jail in that case, obviously she's just not choosing to go to jail, I'm sorry to put it that way, but if she chooses to honor her word and they choose to put her in jail, then I wonder how you feel about that. 855-453, toll free. You can also reach us on Skype. Username on Skype is lrn.fm. Do you think there are circumstances in which that reporter should be able to be forced to reveal their sources? Do you think that it should be just any old circumstance that... that you should be able to testify, you should be forced to testify against somebody that you've promised to protect. 855-453 is toll free. You can also bring up anything that you like. That is the point of Free Talk Live. There's apparently a serious situation developing over at Guantanamo Bay and all manner of other things we can discuss with you tonight. Live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live continues in moments with your calls about whatever you want. 855-453. We're coming up.
Making Good Habits, Breaking Bad Habits, a daily minute program to help you overcome the habits you want to break and establish new ones in their place. Here's New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer.
It's been said that focusing on good things is the first law of happiness because what we focus on determines our feelings. I'm not suggesting at all that we ignore our problems, but there is a big difference between focusing on them and working to solve or resolve them. You're never going to be consistently happy if you simply think about everything that's wrong in your life all the time. Do you believe that you can choose happiness and make it a habit? Well, I do. And one of the ways that you can be happy is to look at the good things in your life. We all have good things in our life, and I am encouraging you to focus on those things because they will make you happier.
For more information and insight on how you can make good habits and break bad habits, please visit Joyce Meyer, spelled Meyer.org. Making Good Habits, Breaking Bad Habits, 14 New Behaviors That Will Energize Your Life is a new book by best-selling author and internationally acclaimed teacher, Joyce Meyer. In this new book, Joyce Meyer starts by examining the nature of habits, overcoming the habits you want to break, and establishing new ones in their place. Making Good Habits, Breaking Bad Habits, 14 New Behaviors That Will Energize Your Life is the latest book from New York Times best-selling author Joyce Meyer. It's available wherever books are sold.
The year is 2118, and today's international disputes and frictions have become meaningless. Or have they? Even as humanity masters faster-than-light travel, first contact with aggressive aliens reminds Earth that history is always prelude, and that a global house divided against itself cannot stand. Wall Street Journal best-selling author Dr. Charles E. Gannon creates an action-adventure thriller where humanity will be forced to unite in order to fight fire with fire. Fire with Fire is a paperback available from all major retailers by Bain Books.
The coming financial collapse is real. The subsequent social unrest will happen. Even if you made it out of suburbia alive, where would you take your family? Act now to secure your survival retreat in the American Redoubt with the experts at SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. The American Redoubt is the designated safe haven for all liberty-minded patriots relocating to Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming. Get eyes, ears, and boots on the ground. Get professional, confidential, discreet advice. Get SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. Call 208-627-2855. Save time, money, and stress while you secure your ultimate survival retreat property now, before it's too late. Water, energy, food, defense. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the Live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control toll-free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And you can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com. We got a lot of features on the site. And those features include our archives. You can go and click and download a bunch of different shows going all the way back to late 2006. All of it is free, so go to freetalklive.com and grab as many archives as you like. In fact, you can also go to soundcloud.freetalklive.com, and on SoundCloud, not only will you find the Free Talk Live episodes that you're used to, but you'll also get Edgington Post episodes. That's the interview series that Mark does on a fairly regular basis. We actually just did one just before the show tonight. We came in, you came in a little early, Mark, and we had Charles Stample on the line. He is an author, and he's, I guess, looking at writing a book that will be looking into Free Talk Live to some extent, and had some questions for us. So a biography, I suppose, of Free Talk Live. We'll see if it pans out. But we decided we were going to record his interview of us, and you'll be putting that out on your Edgington Post.
Have put that out.
You already have. Okay, great. So you can go to soundcloud.freetalklive.com, and you can learn a little bit about how the show got started. We kind of get into detail on that. So soundcloud.freetalklive.com. And then if you find something on our SoundCloud you like, you want to share with your friends, click the share button. Makes it easy to post over on Facebook, Twitter, WordPress, or your favorite place on the internet.
BitInstant.com is the fastest, safest, and easiest way to acquire bitcoins. You've probably heard about bitcoins at this point. They have blown up on the news, and there's a lot of news about them. If you want to get some bitcoins, the fastest, safest, and easiest way to do that is BitInstant.com. BitInstant.com makes it possible for you to buy bitcoins around the world in more than a million locations. All you have to do is go to BitInstant.com, let them know how you want to fund your account, and tell them where your account is, and then make the deposit. It's that easy. It's BitInstant.com.
All right, so 855, 450 free. We're talking about press freedom, and it's something you should care about. You know, even if you're not in the media, you should still be concerned about this. This lady, her name is Jana Winter from Fox News, facing jail. And I've read on in other articles, this Reuters story doesn't cover it, but I've read that she's looking at maybe 6 months. Mark, you said it could be longer than that.
It could go, well, it, potentially it has.
It could be contempt, right? Yeah, some contempts have
but
limits
on them.
You're
going to stay in until you tell us, lady. That's really...
Generally, that's how contempt can work. There are, in some cases, in some states, certain limits apply. So I know that here in New Hampshire, contempt can be handed out.
I don't know anybody who's done years on contempt.
Oh, it has happened.
It has.
Contempt can be handed down by a judge up to 6 months in New Hampshire with no explanation necessary to anybody. But then after you cross that six-month line, then there's something that they become accountable to, and I don't know what it is, some kind of panel or whatever. There's some sort of – they have to write reasons or there's something else. There's some level of accountability that comes in at 6 months. But basically, they can put a human being in a cage for up to 6 months with no accountability. There's no appealing. You just go in until they decide to let you out, basically.
It's frightening.
And that's what's happening to this lady. The judge in the case in Denver has deferred the decision. He's put it off, and he will decide later on this year, 4 months later, whether or not she'll have to go to jail. So it's awful enough to be in this situation, and it can be worse to just have it continually put off. You know, it's hard to plan your life when jail is hanging over your head, when the prospect of jail is out there. You're out on bail conditions, for instance. It's hard to say, she works for Fox News. Mm-hmm. Let's say Fox came to her and said, you know, we want to promote you, Jana. We're going to put you on as an anchor. Well, I'm sorry. I don't know if I can take that.
I'll be in jail.
Yeah, I might be in jail. You don't know, because maybe this judge will decide that freedom of the press means something. Maybe the judge will determine that this young lady shouldn't have to be forced to reveal her sources. I doubt the judge will decide that. But, you know, every now and then these judges do get something right. So there is always that possibility. But she doesn't know what's going to happen. She may have a very good attorney. She may have spent, you know, Fox or whoever may have spent a lot of money hiring her a decent attorney, and that may make her feel confident. But having seen case after case after case of judges doing things that favor the state over freedoms, I can't say that I have the best of hope for Jana.
Indeed.
And I have to say I have a lot of respect for her as somebody who has done my own share of non-cooperation and civil disobedience. And for her to say that she's not, even if she's ordered to, she's not going to give up her source, I think is really laudable. And I think that's something that people should look to as an example of an individual who has the courage of her convictions and strength. And if more people behaved like she did and did what they thought was right.
If reporters just wouldn't talk when they're told to talk by the government apparatus out there, then the government apparatus would give up.
Now, there was some news, Mark, that you wanted to share that's related to this. We're going to get to that in a moment. The Press Freedom Index, for people who've never heard of this before, it might be a little shocking to you where the United States ends up on the Press Freedom Index, comparing the U.S. to other countries in the world as far as press freedoms. I want to get to that, but first, we've got Kenneth on the line. He is actually on Skype. Kenneth in Colorado, go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, I'm calling about BitInstant.
Yes, sir.
I want to explain to people why I'll no longer be buying coins, bitcoins, through BitInstant.
Okay.
Yesterday at approximately noon, I put in an order, a fairly large order for me, when the price was relatively stable at $76. For a couple hours, the price remained at roughly 80, you know, right around there. And it took me about 30 minutes to get the transaction done. And it said the expected delivery time was about 30 minutes. 8 hours later, I received the bitcoins at $130.70 each.
Mm.
The graph from that day shows that the low was $75.66 and that the high was $130 2 hours before I received my bitcoins. And if you look at the graph, there's a nice spike right at, looks around 6 o'clock p.m., a couple hours before I received them, that goes right up to 130 and right back down to 100. I'm not going through that experience again.
Did you write Charlie Shrim?
Yeah, I sent him an email at 4:30 after 4:30 p.m., at 4.5 hours after the order. Inquiring, and I received an email at 6 o'clock, which I wasn't here to receive, but I've got it, indicating that I had received my bitcoins. Now the quote says, and these are all Mountain Time, to my knowledge.
Yeah.
They were all changed to Mountain Time. At 6:52 was when the quote was supposed to be good for. So I don't know what happened, but I'm ridiculously unsatisfied, having paid nearly twice as much for the bitcoins, having waited 8 hours to get them.
You didn't tell him that you were unhappy with the transaction?
Well, I would think that he would know I was unhappy with the transaction when I sent him an email after 4.5 hours.
Right, but I mean, the transaction hadn't occurred at that point, right? Like, they hadn't fulfilled the order. There were a lot of people buying at that time, hence the spike. I mean, you know, that basically the largest exchange, Mt. Gox, had just come back online. So, I mean, I wouldn't doubt that.
Well, their estimate was off by a factor of roughly 20.
Okay,
that's rough. Where are you going to buy them from now?
Right, that's my question.
Probably Mt. Gox directly.
Okay,
at a price.
It's going to take you 3 days.
Well, at a price, though.
Hey, thanks for the call, Kenneth. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line.
Write Charlie an email if you're unhappy.
Yeah, he did give out his email, charlie@bitinstant.com, if you've got some issues. And, you know, what can we do?
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. April 11th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1,562.20. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,601.60, $800.80 for a half ounce, or $400.40 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,601.60, $800.80, and $400.40.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your text, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom design cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket. BlockItPocket.com. Block It Pocket. Enhancing health and privacy.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free number, 855-450-FREE. The SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website. All the features are for free there, so enjoy them. Once again, freetalklive.com. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And you can join us over at freetalklive.com, where we've got stuff like our news updates, we've got emails, Facebook, Twitter. We'll keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live, go to news.freetalklive.com, get signed up there for free.
Save up to 75% off on your prescription medications with Save On Meds. You make free trade work for you. Save On Meds uses pharmacies in the U.S., Canada, New Zealand to bring you 75% off on heart medication, cholesterol, cancer drugs, and more from inspected factories, independent third-party testing of generics for purity and strength. You can save now. Get $5 a pill for Viagra or Cialis and 32-count generic packages. You compare that $5 a pill to $25 in the U.S. Their pharmacies have been importing safe, reliable medicine to the U.S. customers for 9 years. Get generic Viagra and Cialis for $5 a pill with confidence. And when I say confidence, I know the folks over at Save On Meds. As a matter of fact, the guy who owns the business and I have he's known me for 30 years, and I'm 42, so you can do the math there. He's a close family friend. You can call for a free quote and information at Save On Meds. The number's 888-6969-363. It's 888-6969-363 for Save On Meds.
So you and I had a conversation during the break, Mark, regarding the call we just received from Kenneth in Colorado about BitInstant. BitInstant is one of our advertisers. They are a very effective method of getting bitcoins via walking into a physical location with cash. There are also some alternative methods that you can use, like Dwolla, for instance, to change cash into bitcoins. And we've been advertising them for a long time, and we've got a lot of people who've had very positive experiences. I've had positive experiences prices with them. And my experience has been that I go into CVS or Walmart, I give them cash, and before I leave the store, the transaction is done. Like, to me, it felt like there couldn't have been a human being on the other end, you know, waiting to press the enter key or something like that. That it must have, it felt automated to me. But what
well,
we
that
just
might be true
from,
if they have enough bitcoins in reserve. But let's not forget that this was probably one of the biggest trading days of bitcoin's history, was this particular day. And so that's the fact that there was a 6-hour delay. I'm not entirely surprised. I guess it's uncomfortable when you bought bitcoins, you sent your money to somebody, and there's this new technology out there, and you haven't got them as quickly as you'd like to get them. That's certainly a pain in the butt.
So I think I understand why Kenneth is upset, and I think he's legitimately upset. He wanted to buy bitcoins at a certain price,
sure.
You know, around $80. He put money into the system, you know, the BitInstant system. He went to Walmart, and I asked him a few questions over Skype here to get a little bit more information about his call.
Mm-hmm.
But he went down to Walmart. He put the money in there, and then it was 8 hours later, or 6 hours later, how many hours it was, that the bitcoins were actually delivered,
yeah.
And they were delivered at a price point that was another $50 higher than what he
twice.
Thought he was going to be paying. So that sucks. And what he didn't do before he called us, and I think this is not, I don't think this is the right thing for Kenneth to do.
I call it reprehensible to go out and, you know, get on a nationally syndicated radio talk show without having talked to the owner, you know, or gone the customer service distance and let the
yeah.
business have a chance
I
to
think
do
he
something
jumped,
about it.
I think he jumped the gun big time.
But he kind of jumped the gun with Free Talk Live, too. Like, he stopped amping at some point, too.
He might be back. I don't remember.
Public, I don't care. In a public way. And, like maybe he's a bit of a drama. Adherent.
Maybe he is, but I think what he didn't do right in this case was, I think he had a legitimate gripe, and he should have emailed the company
in
this case.
Yeah, he had a legitimate gripe.
He did send an email to the company
before he had his problem.
Well, right.
He
sent an email when he was waiting, and he was, you know, hey, I've been waiting 4.5 hours for my transaction. What's going on? That kind of email. The transaction went through. That's when he noticed that the price was way higher than he expected it was going to be. So that's when I, if I were him, would have sent another email saying, hey, what gives? I put money into Walmart, you know, this MoneyGram location at 12:30 in the afternoon, and then, you know, I expected that when I put the money in, I'm going to get the price at whatever Bitcoin price is at the time I put the money in. But no, I didn't get the price until later on in the evening when it was $50 higher. What gives? And then give them time to respond. And if they don't respond after several days, you know, because they may be busy, I give them a few days to respond, then maybe you've got a gripe.
Right.
Like, hey,
I wouldn't do this to a company on my show. But he uses our show to do it. And this is, or, you know, I guess it's, you know, Free Talk Live. You can call in about anything. But this is the question I want to ask you, Ian, though. This is what's important to me in this, is we don't let people just come on the air and talk about their business, right?
It depends. I mean, if, you know, if there's, sometimes we'll let somebody get a plug in. But, yeah, we can't just be taking plugs all night. It just
right. Well,
kind of depends.
And there's a lot of customer service issues with 300 million people in the United States and how many
yeah.
businesses out there. Would we just take a bunch of complaints from people who've had bad experiences at businesses all over? I mean, if the show just got filled up with that, please call in with your bad experience at, oh, I don't know, your cell phone company or some lawyer you feel ripped you off. And, you know, I mean, obviously, BitInstant advertises here, but this is, I just don't think it's not the venue to promote your business, nor is it the venue to bash a business.
Well, I mean, I can't say I would turn somebody away. I mean, I don't think that, like I said, I think
you have turned people away that are plugging their businesses.
Sure, but I haven't prevented them from getting on the air in the first place or anything like that.
No, but you say no plug, no shout outs, and if you want to do commercial speech, you're going to have to
yeah.
pay for commercials. And I think that this qualifies as commercial speech. And I think that this gentleman was reckless and irresponsible in the way he went about this. You know, I mean,
I think that's true. But if somebody has a real, you know, issue with an advertiser, then I think, you know, I don't feel like I should be able to stop them from saying that. Well, we don't know for sure any
right.
of
so
it.
There's, right. So, I mean, it's just somebody coming on. I mean, if Free Talk, if somebody wants to scuttle Free Talk Live as a business.
What do you want to do, Mark? Tell somebody they can't talk bad about one of our advertisers?
I guess, you know, I don't know. I mean, I understand where you, when you say that, but let me ask you this. I've got more questions. If somebody wants to scuttle Free Talk Live, wouldn't be a good way to do that, to be come on and complain about every one of our advertisers?
Mm-hmm, sure.
I mean, get your friends to call on and just complain.
And that would be awful. I mean, it would be awful radio.
Well, it would be awful radio, and Free Talk Live as a business would be done.
Okay.
So, like,
well, how do you balance that against the idea that, you know, what if somebody's got a real legitimate complaint? I mean, obviously we're not the complaints department.
We're not the complaint department for Bit Instant.
Okay.
People have complaints about businesses all over. I mean, we had Nestle's advertising on the show for a while. If somebody got a bad batch of cookies, would it have made any sense for them to call Free Talk Live and talk about it?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we can't do anything
this
about it.
This has never happened before, either, like,
oh,
in
yeah.
the history
people
of the show.
In. People have called in and complained about
really?
You know, businesses
what?
Of ours. Sure.
I don't remember.
I remember it happening.
Okay.
It makes me very uncomfortable when it happens. I can tell you that as a guy who makes his living off of advertising. And I don't want to restrict free speech any more than you do. But we do. We don't let people cuss on the show. We don't let them do shout-outs. Hey, I want to say hi to my mom. Mm. You know, we don't let them...
Right.
Come on and talk. Hey, you know, I've run a plumbing business down here in Poplar Bluff, Missouri. And anybody who needs good plumbing from somebody who loves liberty like I do,
mm-hmm.
you can give me
yeah.
a call. And here's my number. It's, you know.
Sure.
I mean, that would be really crappy radio. And frankly, I think letting the guy on was crappy radio. And I think talking about this right now is crappy radio.
Well,
like
I disagree.
A full
I disagree. This
half
is
hour
important.
Of crappy radio.
No, I'm sorry. This is an important conversation to have. I mean, this is something that has come up more than once. People have called with their complaints. And I think that you've got a legitimate point, Mark, that, you know, this show... I'm sorry you don't like this conversation, but we frequently talked about show issues on the air, and I don't think it's inappropriate for us to talk about how the show should be working and the
people
things
can send
that,
me emails
that
at
we should be talking about.
Com to tell me whether or not they think that this is a good or bad conversation to have on it.
850. I don't care what they think about whether this is a good or bad conversation. I'm having the conversation.
Yeah,
we're having it right now. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. You know, what do you think about Mark's proposal to make it so that, hey, you got to complain about a company that we advertise? Well, we can't
or
take your complaints
company.
Here.
We're I just don't think that... You know,
we're not
I mean,
the complaint department.
Unless it's a greater issue.
But there could be entertaining stories that are bad.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com. Spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
Over 50,000 satisfied squatting customers can't be wrong. If you suffer from difficult or painful bowel movements, join the thousands who are finding success with a Squatty Potty. Not a cleanse, ointment, or pill, Squatty Potty is a simple, lightweight, yet sturdy footstool that fits around any toilet and elevates your feet. Squatty Potty improves your posture, and that allows proper alignment of the colon. The result is faster, more effective elimination and relief from nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, IBS, and bloating. Squatty Potty is doctor recommended and endorsed and comes with a 60-day hassle-free money-back guarantee. The Squatty Potty, a healthy step in the right direction. Squatty Potty starts at just $34.95 and can only be ordered by calling 855-628-1099 or through our website, squattypotty.com, spelled S-Q-U-A-T-T-Y, potty.com. Squatty Potty, healthy colon, happy life.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Chicago is a virtual battlefield. More than 500 shooting deaths in 2012 have made Chicago the murder capital of America. Proof that gun control doesn't work. Disarming law-abiding citizens ensures that only criminals have guns. And Rahm Emanuel and the Chicago machine want to keep it that way. If we can't stop them in Chicago, we may lose the whole battle. But there's hope. On April 9th, we have a chance to send billionaire Mike Bloomberg, Rahm Emanuel, and his Chicago machine a crystal clear message that we have a natural right to defend ourselves, our homes, and our families, and that they need to keep their hands off our guns. Illinois Republican Paul McKinley is sending that message in a bitterly fought special election to replace disgraced ex-rep Jesse Jackson Jr. Every vote, every voice in support of Paul McKinley is a stand against the gun-grabbing Chicago machine. Will you stand up and defend your gun rights?
Call 800-979-1555. 800-979-1555. That's 800-979-1555. 800-979-1555.
Paid for by Tea Party Leadership Fund PAC. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. The Tea Party Leadership Fund.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Toll-free number, 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can generally bring up anything that you want, although the discussion on the air at the moment has been about whether or not there should be some sort of new rule. And Mark doesn't like having this conversation on the air, but I figured we were having it off the air, so we should have it on the air. We did not have it during this last break. We were shoveling our mouths full of spaghetti. So
that's how much is true.
So we have not added anything to the conversation off the air. We'll continue here. You can bring up anything that you want, by the way. 855-450-FREE is the number. Still to come, the Reporters Without Borders and their study on press freedom in the United States. We did start the show out by talking about the Fox News reporter who's facing jail for attempting to protect her source. If you thought there was true freedom of the press in the United States, you might have been surprised to hear that. Story. We'll continue with your calls in moments.
If you're looking for camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear, ManVentureOutpost.com is the place to go get it. They've got rock-bottom prices on name-brand outdoor equipment. I've gone over there every time I've ever purchased anything at ManVentureOutpost.com. They're at least a few cents to a few dimes to a few dollars less than every other place I've known to look on the Internet. It's ManVentureOutpost.com. Whether you need ammunition or knives, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, tents, archery, water purification, apparel, boating equipment, whatever you might need, they've got it at ManVentureOutpost.com. They're family-owned, members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau. They've got the lowest prices. You can go check for yourself. It's ManVentureOutpost.com. But I'm going to warn you, I bought some stuff from ManVentureOutpost.com, and that week my cat died. So anything could happen.
All right. 855-450-FREE will continue with your calls. You can bring up what you would like. We've been talking about a complaint that came in from one of our listeners, and he was complaining about BitInstant. Now, BitInstant is a sponsor of the show. They've been on for a while now, and I like their service. I've used it, and I've had a good experience with it. A lot of people I know have. There have been some people that have encountered delays with BitInstant, and more so recently with the huge explosion in Bitcoin popularity. They have been going through some growing pains, but I think that even if you have a legitimate complaint, and I think that Kenneth did, The last thing you should do is go public with it in less than 24 hours. I think that, you know, jumping to that was unnecessary.
Without contacting customer service.
Right, without contacting customer service and giving them enough time to respond, I think that was short-sighted. And some could make the argument, and I think, Mark, you've made some good points here, that, you know, what if a competitor to BitInstant wanted to down BitInstant on the airwaves and, you know, try to hurt their competitor?
On Amazon and these other sites where people can give reviews, there's some, at least some. Now, I believe everything Kenneth said, and I'm not trying to say that I don't. But we don't know necessarily who a caller is. So if somebody calls in and says, I used BitInstant and they didn't work for me, but instead
BitFloor sure is great.
BitFloor's awesome, you know, or whatever, then BitInstant gets some people that says they call in and say, I used BitFloor and suddenly my couch caught fire. And, you know, just all kinds of things can be said here.
And we can't validate these claims. And nor do we really have the time. Like Kenneth
or
is.
Interest.
Kenneth is saying, well, I can prove it. You know, I've got the documentation. And
I believe
sure he
it.
Would. I'm sure he would send that to us if we asked for it. But I don't know about you, Mark, but I'm not the customer service rep, and I don't have the time to validate.
I don't think it's Free Talk Live's job to vet complaints from people. And I get, you know, I understand his frustration. I just don't think this is the right venue for it. I mean, what's the point?
So you said you don't think that people should be able to call with bad customer service experiences, but there have been people who've called with those before, and they've been entertaining to listen to, and, you know, like some outrageous person at a customer service desk at some store. And
sometimes they'll tell where it was, and sometimes they won't. And I think that if the story's interesting, that it doesn't necessarily matter where it was.
Yeah.
Now, there's times when, you know, a story. I think
so. He could have
called
with, you know, and told the story. I got something from a Bitcoin exchange that was da 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 da.
Sure. I mean, and I think that
without naming the name, so tell the story, but don't name the name, that kind of thing.
It's done on broadcast quite a bit.
So I'm still not sure how to handle this. I don't know if you.
Nor am I. I'm as ambivalent as you are on this subject. I love the idea of people being able to call in and talk about anything they want to talk about, but don't expect to run a profitable business in that way.
Nate's on the line, listening in Minnesota, up in the northern part of the state, WNMT. Hey, Nate.
Hi. How the government wants us to decide for ourselves that, well, you're so ignorant to the general population, we're going to tell you how to think. You should just let whoever wants to call in about whatever and let the listeners decide for themselves.
It's generally how we run the show. However, there has to be some level of programming that goes on here in that, you know, I have to decide as the guy behind the main microphone and running the board here and all that.
How many people you got in your family, Nate?
Can I finish my statement, Mark? I have to decide whether or not a call is entertaining enough to continue on. So if somebody just wants to call in and ramble about some nonsense for 15 minutes, that's just not going to cut it from a standpoint of we got a job to do that includes getting people to want to listen to the show. So while on one hand we do want to allow anyone to call in about pretty much anything, that does have limits.
How many people you got in your family, Nate?
Six.
And if you went through, you know, talked about each one of those individuals, called them, you know, told us what their birthday was and what their favorite color and what their pet was.
Oh, come on, that's ludicrous.
Of course it is. But you don't think that people call in about that? We had one guy who said that angels are actually space aliens, and he spent his life on Luxor or whatever the name of this planet
was. That was a great call.
It was a great call, but he's crazy as a bed bug.
Okay, but I'd rather have a crazy person on than someone
crazy,
reading the...
They're crazy, interesting people and crazy, boring people.
Right. I'd rather have a crazy, interesting person on than somebody crazy and reading a bunch of laws or something like that.
Right.
Survival passages.
Right, if you wanted to get on and read the King James Version of Leviticus to us, like that's going to... Believe me, there are people that want to do that.
Right, I understand there's got to be limits. I was in reference to the guy complaining about the Bitcoin.
Mm-hmm.
I mean... I understand that there's a form for everything, but...
Do you understand that mostly people that have complaints are the ones that are going to make a telephone call like that? People have had good experiences, the ones that post on our Facebook wall, that they're not going to pick up a phone, go on a nationally syndicated radio program, spend 10 or 15 or 20 minutes of their time to do such a thing?
For what would be an uninteresting call? Oh, great, you had a good experience? Okay, thanks.
Right, same thing as news. They don't show all the people doing good. They just show the car crashes and blood and guts.
And look what it does to people. I mean, there are people that are petrified to go out of their houses or let their kids play in the street because some pedophile is going to get them, when the chances are actually significantly higher that the kids are going to be molested in the house by a family member. They're safest in the streets.
Nate, thank you for your call and thoughts tonight. Let's go to Tom, listening in Charleston. I'm not sure if it's West Virginia or South Carolina. Where are you, Tom?
South Carolina.
South Carolina. You're listening on WSC-FM. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I just wanted to comment on this issue of people complaining without contacting the owners first and trying to resolve any problems they have. I've been in business for 26 years. I have a Better Business rating of A+. I've been voted best of 16 years out of 16 years by the Charleston City Paper by my customers. And then you get people on the Internet, and they're anonymous. You don't know if the complaint is real or not.
Right.
And, you know, they don't give you a chance to resolve it. Certainly in 26 years of successful business, we want to make people happy. But then there's people that are trying to take advantage of you and get their way. And they said, okay, well, you're not going to give me my way, even though it's not just. I'll go ahead and slam you on the Internet, you know. So,
yeah, and this is what it's like as a small business person, Ian. I mean, you know, somebody, your reputation is all you've got. I don't know what line of work are you in.
Well, I don't want to say, but it's sporting goods.
Okay, so you've dedicated your life to providing people with sporting goods the best way you possibly can, and somebody gets out there and uses a venue that reaches hundreds of thousands of people to your potential customers to slam you, and there's nothing you can do about it. I mean, you know, do you think that radio is a powerful medium for advertising or not? I guess is the question.
Well, yeah, of course. Certainly.
Yeah. That's what I was
asking me. Right,
yeah, I was actually asking Ian, but I'm sorry, I didn't mean to catch you in the middle. You know, this guy, his whole business is his relationship with his customers, and somebody can get on there and drive away tens, dozens, hundreds of customers just by one Google search, and they pull this up, and, you know, the person, I don't know anything. My wife spends all kinds of time going over reviews when she buys things. And it's really difficult to know what these people are talking
about. Tom, thanks for your calls. Business owner, appreciate the perspective.
Thank you, Tom.
855-450-FREE. Yeah, you don't get to 26 years in business by making people upset. That just doesn't happen. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number here. Hour number two is on the way. So should the rule be, if you're going to slam a business, that you don't say what their name is? Like, I went to a hamburger place the other day and experienced this. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
With over 1 million products, Grainger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands. Like GE, Grainger is America's largest industrial distributor of GE lighting products, including LEDs, which use up to 80% less energy. The brands you want. The products you need. The good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. So call, visit a branch, or click Grainger.com/GE Lighting today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Are you as excited about Bitcoins as I am? Then you need to be where Free Talk Live is going to be. In San Jose on May 17th through 19th at Bitcoin 2013, the future of payments. You can be in front or behind the wave of change. Bitcoin pioneers from Coinbase, NerdTribe, and Facebook will signal the future for Bitcoins. Education, networking, and opportunities never imagined will be there for the bold. Seize the future. The future of payments. Sign up now. Bitcoin2013.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.